This is a podcast from WSUM.
The opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views of WSUM, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, or its Board of Regents.
This podcast was adapted from a live radio broadcast originally aired on WSUM Freeflow.
And you are listening to Game Days with the girls. I feel like my brain just short-circuited. I couldn't even remember.
Okay, good. Because I was a little worried about that.
Yeah.
We're back, though.
We are
week off,
so
and
back.
We are so back.
Hope everyone had a lovely spring break. Returning to Wisconsin was a bit of a shock. So much snow yesterday.
You live, like, what? 2 hours away?
Yeah, but it's not snowing at home. I texted my mom and asked. She said it's supposed to snow tomorrow. And I was like, okay.
I need to know if it's snowing up where I live.
You're more north than here. I can't imagine that it isn't snowing.
Who knows? Because when we had that big snowstorm over break.
Yeah, that was like, crazy. I got a text from Cam, and she was like, it's snowing. And I was like, what?
Yeah. But it wasn't snowing here.
And how does this relate to sports, you may ask? All of the athletes who usually train outside, whether it be track or rowing, or softball, or numerous others, all have to train inside now.
And our games are getting canceled down here due to that.
Yes.
Like our softball games, I was supposed to commentate yesterday. Rest in peace, Cam's first color commentary.
First color commentary is coming soon. So, wow, that was so much alliteration.
That is. And my tongue, I feel like I'm tongue-tied.
Whoa.
I've been up since like 5 a.m. And I'm like, I don't know how my brain's rolling right now.
Ante Meridian, dang. That's cray.
What?
A.M. stands for Ante Meridian. Meridian being 12.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I did not... What does the PM mean, then?
Post-meridian.
Oh. What is meridian? Okay, we're gonna move on, because I honestly don't know what you're talking about, and I'm, like, so confused. Okay.
I'm also confused.
Okay.
Wow. And reasons to be confused, everyone. March Madness this year has been wild. There are no perfect brackets remaining on the men's nor the women's, and it's also the first time in the history of the NCAA that two teams, meaning two colleges, have had both their men's and women's team in the Final Four. So shout out UConn and shout out NC State. Absolutely incredible. The videos of the NC State women cheering on the NC State men were so sweet. I don't think anyone found UConn, especially the men, getting back into the Final Four super surprising. The women, I mean, I believe in their Elite Eight game, three of the players played all 40 minutes. So that was Paige Beckers, Aaliyah Edwards, and there was one more. But that's incredible. If you've watched basketball, or even if you've played it for 5 minutes, you'll understand the incredible amount of endurance it takes to play for 5 minutes, let alone 40 minutes. So yeah, shout out female athletes. They're incredible. And then the LSU versus Iowa rematch from last year's championship, most viewed game in the record books, with the exception of the NBA's Game 5 last year. So
that's crazy.
It really has been a crazy week that we've been gone.
3 million.
12 viewers. Point. Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty hype.
Crazy. Well deserved. And after that game too, Angel Reese telling Vogue that she declared for the draft. Turns out the class of 2020 turned out really well. The WNBA draft, let me clarify. But turns out the class of 2020, they turned out pretty well.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you believe it? They were the COVID class.
Yeah, the senior COVID class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Paige was a senior when we were freshmen.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just like, I can't believe that was 4 years ago. I can't believe that coverage of women's sports has escalated to such an extent over the past 2 years. What a time to be going into this field. Women.
For real.
And I'm
excited to see what happens in the future too, because like, especially now that, I mean, like, Caitlin Clark is going to be going to the WNBA. So are a lot of people. Like, is women's college basketball going to be still as, like, dominant? You know what I mean? Like, Juju Watkins is really good for USC. Like, I feel like she could be, like, the next Caitlin Clark.
Oh, absolutely. She and one other freshman this year, I believe, made the... Not all-star team, but what is that? All-American?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First time that two freshmen have ever made the All-American team. So
that's crazy.
I think there's so much talent coming up through the ranks, and the amount of people that Caitlin Clark has inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Beyond. Have you seen all the memes, Cam, about Hailey Van Lilith? When Caitlin just kept, like, stepping back and hitting threes.
I can't with the Lilith.
What is it?
Lith.
Lith? Yeah, just I Lith. Really do just add letters. In my brain.
Lilith's okay. I'm pretty sure that's, like, Prince Harry's daughter's name or something.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No. I believe you. I just need my brain to command X all those random letters that it inserts into places that they should not be. But
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. So women's final for Iowa, UConn.
Are you trying to tell me you didn't look at this? Because I have it up.
No. I'm trying to remember who the other two are in the final four.
Iowa, UConn, and then South Carolina, NC State.
Oh my gosh.
How did you forget South Carolina?
I don't know. I have them winning my bracket too. And then men's is UConn, NC State.
UConn versus Alabama and NC State versus Bama.
I was right that Alabama ended up in the... Oh my gosh. Yay me. I feel like...
Yeah, Bama beat Clemson after they upset North Carolina in the Sweet 16 round.
That is incredible. Roll Tide. Yeah. No, actually, I redact
Are you
my
crazy?
Former statement. No, I'm just a little tired. And I need to pull up my bracket so that
this is
I can
not
properly
going
discuss.
Off a, this is like kind of going off a limb with... Bama Roll Tide, but like seriously guys, College Game Day is coming to Madison next year for the Bama Wisconsin game.
Are you being so real right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I saw a post about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna camp out.
Same.
Or I'm gonna work that Same. game. Be so real.
I'm camping out. It's gonna be so much more fun to not commentate that game. And by the way, we are gonna be only sophomores, so the chances of us commentating that are very slim.
Well, yeah.
We could make signs, though.
But
we
like,
could go
I would go utility
signs.
For someone and just be on the field for that. Like, that'd be dope.
They don't play Nick Saban, though, so it's not as cool as it would have been.
That is...
You know what
Rest
I mean?
In peace, Nick Saban's career. Did you see the April Fool's joke that had Tom Brady unretiring again?
Yeah.
That was wild.
I don't really like Tom Brady. So.
I don't either, but I did think it was a
he
funny...
He kisses his kids too much. Kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, it's a little sus. But let's
sorry if that's a weird topic, guys. I think Tom Brady's a little weird in my mind. I think of him as a weird feller.
That's a wild thing to say. Let's run through our brackets, see what we got right and
oh,
got
I need to pull
wrong.
That up. One second.
I too am pulling that up.
I'll tell you what, I checked the other day and mine was terrible.
Do we want to start with men's or women's?
You start with your men's and I'm going to pull mine up.
Okay, iconic. Everyone, I think I'm in the 95th.5 percentile. So I'm doing great. I am winning the WSUM group. I'm winning the Her Take group. Shout out Her Take. If you haven't already, go listen to Her Take's episode in the 24-hour WSUM replay. It was on at 8 p.m. last night, if you need to find it. But shout out our gals on Her Take. We love you. And eventually, we promise, we will make it to the show. But it was a Tuesday, and Tuesdays are just not my day. But yes, so I'm
oh
doing great.
Goodness.
The only person beating me right now is my brother. So,
well,
shout out, bud.
I had to have chosen every single horrible team. I'm 50%. So
Cam sucks.
Yep.
But we love her anyway.
That's no surprise. So.
Oh, it is. I am surprised. But let's run through my bracket. The only thing I have wrong about my Final Four is that for the South Midwest, I thought it would be Houston versus Creighton. For the South / Midwest, it is NC State versus Purdue, but I did have for East-West, UConn versus Alabama, so I am iconic. Let's be so real about that. The biggest upset I did not see coming was NC State beating Duke, but I don't think most people saw that coming. And then...
Well, I didn't see Duke beating Houston, so...
Honestly, I didn't see Duke doing much until... It must be the Sally Hansen NIL deal. For those listening, one of the players on Duke is known for painting his nails. I want to say his name's Jared, right?
Jared McCain.
Jared McCain. Seems like a fun and silly dude, but he recently signed, I believe, a $2 million NIL deal with Sally Hansen, which, if you don't know what Sally Hansen is, it's a nail polish brand. So.
Crazy.
I know. I would love to just be able to do that. Be so good at a sport and get a deal to paint my nails. I say this knowing that both Cam and I have our nails painted right now, so we would absolutely obliterate.
If I got an NIL deal to do, like, get my nails done, I'd easily be, like, happy.
Wow, that is such a statement. You would easily be happy.
Yeah, content.
Likewise.
You know Likewise. The Bachelor?
Oh my gosh.
The Bachelor has a 94.4% like hit rate on his.
Oh, are you talking about Joey? Bracket. Oh, you're literally talking about this past season, Joey. The guy.
Grizzady, I think his name is Grizzady.
Okay, that is another reason I would love to go on reality TV is you become an influencer. It's such an easy segue. Or maybe it's
You'd
not easy.
You'd become TikTok famous, wouldn't you?
I know. It'd be great. But
unreal.
I think it's so funny that people are looking at his bracket.
Well, it's just like celebrity brackets right now.
He's I got think one it's of the funny highest. That he's viewed as a celebrity, Cameron. I think that's so
not
goofy
really
silly.
Surprising.
I guess.
You know, like, I think it's kind of just like, I don't know.
Honestly, I didn't watch a lot of his season, but the clips I did see, the women supporting each other, that was a really nice change of pace. That's not something that you always see, given the season of The Bachelor, especially in the end with Daisy walking away and knowing that she'll find, if she can love the wrong person, she can love the right person. I don't know. It was
okay.
Cute.
I don't know who this guy is. Reese Davis? Don't know who that is.
Reese Davis. That's not a name.
But he's got a 99.9% hit rate for the women's bracket.
Are you serious?
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh! No, Reese Davis is a sports commentator. I do know who he is. He works for ESPN and ABC.
That's good. That's cool.
But as like, it would make sense that a man so not ingrained, but I can't remember.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anyway.
He's dope.
Because
he always leads the international soccer events, too. I forgot about that.
Who do you have winning your women's bracket?
Oh, we're switching on over to women's. Hold on. Let me find my bracket.
South Carolina and North Carolina State are playing.
I think it's funny that it's a battle of the Carolinas.
Kind of is funny. And then Iowa versus UConn.
I also think it's funny that South Carolina is making it further without Haley Van Lith than with her last year.
Haley Van Lith played for Louisville.
Really? Who played for South Carolina that transferred to LSU?
I don't know. But they had Aaliyah Boston last year. That's all I know. The number one overall draft pick. And then they lost to Iowa. They were undefeated all season. They lost to Iowa in the Final Four.
Fascinating. South Carolina usually does come in undefeated. What is this, back-to-back years that they've done such? Kind of crazy.
Dawn Staley masterclass.
Guys, I am not. My women's bracket is not doing well, if you're wondering. I am in the 83rd percentile, which is...
You're funny. Not doing well. I'm just above my men's. Like, just above.
What do you mean? Well, we never went over your men's. Would you like to go over your
men's?
No,
I said I went over my men's. I said that I had 50% hit rate.
Where was I?
In La La Land. My women's bracket is 52%.
Wow.
I'm terrible.
A full 52%?
It's okay, though, because South Carolina's winning, so I'll get points for that.
Okay, wait. I also have South Carolina winning. Let me click on my bracket and give it a little look-sees. Like,
I guess I'm going to say this on air.
What?
I think if Iowa wins, it's kind of a hoax. Because it's the same idea if Purdue makes it to the championship game, I think, and wins the national championship in men's.
Do elaborate.
Because they both have national players of the year, and I feel like it's kind of been rigged all season.
I think it is so interesting that you mentioned that, because I was talking with my dad a couple of months ago about how refs don't call Caitlin Clark on certain things if she travels, or if she steps out of bound, or if she inbounds too, like...
Or, yeah, she travels all the time. She carries the ball. She doesn't get called.
As in...
She'll slap you down in the post. Like, oh, she was just slapping
I'm gonna just slap you.
Yeah, she was just slapping on Ronnie Porter.
Hold on, everyone.
Yeah, she's just slapping on Ronnie Porter. Nothing's called. Like,
no, but that's what I'm saying. There is a philosophy where the more famous the player, yeah.
Like, the two players of the year. They're both in the Big Ten, so obviously we've seen the Badgers play them.
Rock on! Go Big Ten!
Like, Wall fouled out, Crowell fouled out. Like, you wonder why that is. And look at how many times versus Tennessee that Edie went to the free throw line himself. He mm-hmm. shot 20 free throws.
Oh my gosh!
Compared to, like, Tennessee by themselves at, like, the second half mark, mm-hmm. they shot 11 as a team.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Not actually
Edie
greatest.
He shot 20 by himself.
Wow.
That's why I think this is going to be rigged. And I don't like saying that, but I was like, last year, the LSU game, like, was a little iffy, like, with calls and stuff, like, when Caitlin Clark got called for that technical, when she literally just, like, rolled the ball back to the ref and stuff. Like, I thought that was kind of a little sus.
No, but there like, there is a philosophy around that. The more traction a star gains, the more they're able to get away with.
Well, now that she's was like National Player of the Year, and she's like still has that title, and she'll probably get it this year. Like, I obviously think that's gonna help.
Yeah, I think her State Farm commercial is so funny because I have never seen Caitlin Clark wear that much makeup. And then she just pops up.
Oh, she's got
on,
like a little smoky eye going on.
Yeah, she pops up like, on screen with a full beat. And I was floored. I was like, you do not look like the same person.
No, she's got those cheekbones defined. Like,
crazy.
I thought I was looking at, like, I don't even know. I just felt, I was like, that is not Caitlin Clark.
No, it was
crazy.
I mean,
she doesn't wear makeup on the court, or at least very minimal.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Hey, I respect the girls that go out there with a full beat. I personally, it would drive me insane. Like, I cannot wear makeup and sweat. I can't do it. I cannot handle the feeling of it.
Oh, same. And then sometimes, if you're playing basketball, I know from experience, you go to, like, box somebody out, and somebody's face is, like, right there, and you, like, hit their face, and you just get blush on your hand.
Oh!
Ew, yeah, it's not... It's like, guys, I'm telling you, it's not fun.
No, for real. What if you're wearing a white jersey, and you get someone's face on you?
I have before.
That's so funny.
Little eyebrow.
No way.
It was. There's been moments. I'm like, somebody drew their eyebrow, and now I'm like over here with hydrogen peroxide, like trying to get it off.
That is the silliest thing. But like I said, all due respect to those who want to look and feel their best.
Like Jared McCain with his nails. You do
like
you. As long
Jared
as you aren't,
McCain.
As long as you aren't writing stuff on your nails, like. Caleb Williams.
Like the Bears' future quarterback.
He can't even throw a spiral. Did you see that? Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Have fun with that, Danny. Have fun with that. The Packers are still going to own you, so it doesn't matter. I honestly hope you draft him. Like, I hope.
You do hope. You know what? You keep hoping because your dreams will come true. Yeah.
The draft is in Green Bay. Also, guys, just to clarify on a little something that I'm so excited about. The draft's in Green Bay, not this year, but next year, and I'm going to it.
That is amazing.
You should come with me.
I totally will if I'm here.
You'll be here. It's in April.
Oh.
End of April.
I totally will come with you. Oh my gosh. School who? I'm kidding. Mom, I know you're listening. I attend school.
Crazy.
Don't worry. I would, however, skip to go to the NFL draft.
Just the first night.
Just the first night. Just the Thursday.
If you wanted to leave, Danny, you're going to have the first pick anyways because you guys are so terrible. You'll just get the first pick.
You know, oh, wow. You are just being so kind to me right now.
I'm just dropping bombs over here.
Left.
Why is my mic
right.
moving away from my face? Okay, there we go.
And we will leave you with all those beautiful bombs dropped by Cam for a quick break, and we'll be right back here on WSUM on Free Flow. Hello, and welcome back to WSUM here on Free Flow. My name's Danny Savin, and I'm joined alongside
Cam Felstead.
And you are listening to Game Days with the Girls. Before break, we were talking a lot about March Madness, but we hinted a little bit at the NFL draft. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about here. So, our NFL draft predictions. Who do you think is going round one, pick one for the Bears? I'm sure everyone is going to be so surprised by this.
Caleb Williams? Duh.
Dang. I think it's funny.
As in, no.
Yeah.
Why would you want that for yourself?
No. I was going to say I think it's funny that the Bears aren't trading down the way that they have in the past. Like, they did it last year. They've done it. Many years before, I'm hoping for a Detroit Lions comeback. I really would appreciate if the Bears could pull off something similar to that. Will it be by the force of Caleb Williams? Probably not.
Him and his terrible spiral.
Cam, elaborate.
He can't throw a spiral, guys. If you watch, like, deep downfield, he cannot throw 65 yards with a tight spiral. And if you don't know what a spiral is, you're gonna have to look it up, because I can't show you because this is a podcast. So look up a good, actually, you know what, look up Jordan Love throwing a football, and that's how you're supposed to throw with a tight spiral. Look Mahomes throws mm-hmm. when he's not on the move, or Brett Favre,
yeah,
or anybody that's not a Bear.
Oh wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're back dropping bombs, guys. Okay.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Moving on. Heisman Trophy winners going number two, or do you not think so?
I think so.
Washington.
I could see Jaden Daniels to Washington.
I think he's not going to be good either.
Oh, that's a hot take. And why do you think that, Cam?
I think that he's just like, I think he should have taken, or not taken, but like, I feel like he is not going to be a good fit at Washington, because Washington's not the like one of the best teams, and obviously that's why they get an earlier draft pick. But like, the Bears could make Caleb Williams good if they got him weapons, same as like Justin Fields.
Yeah,
like that's what the Packers like did with Jordan Love.
Sometimes it's hard.
Jaden Daniels is tall though, so that will help him, because he's 6'4", unlike 5'11". Bryce Young or whatever for North Carolina, who
yeah.
can't throw over the offensive line because he's so short.
That's actually wild. That, like, put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm
imagine
only 2 inches shorter.
Imagine wasting a first overall pick on a guy that can't even see over your offensive lineman.
No, that's actually, sometimes I would love to be in those meetings deciding who you want to draft. How do they, genuinely, what goes through their minds sometimes?
What's the best fit for our team, and will they win us a Super Bowl, or be a good factor into winning a Super Bowl?
And then sometimes
and
they just choose poorly.
How much are we willing to pay for this guy? Because do you think he's going to drop in the draft? Otherwise, we'll trade down, get extra picks, and pick him up later in the round, because other people aren't going to think he's that good either. Like, why did Daniel Jones go higher than Patrick Mahomes? Like, seriously.
No, you pose a great point. I was pondering.
Like, the Chiefs,
these ideas.
The Chiefs didn't trade down, but like, the New York Giants easily could have traded down to round, like, late round, like first round, to get him. And look at, he's not even good. So
that's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
Pick three for the Patriots. The Patriots without Belichick.
Drake May. I just don't.
He's good though.
Good, but Is he pick three good?
He's going to be better than Jaden Daniels.
You really think so?
He's going to, out of all the prospects, he's the one that looks the best on film.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think he's very underrated. I think he's like how Jordan Love was. Like, everybody just, like, underlooks him, but he's going to get the recognition by getting drafted three.
You know what? I'd be all for it. He's not really someone...
He could go... Like, I would be mad if the Bears selected him, because he would actually be good for the Bears.
I think you gotta dial up the Bears right now and be like, hey, so
you
actually...
You dial up the Bears.
I will. I'll find that contact information somewhere.
You probably could show up to Soldier Field, right? That's the field.
Yeah, but how would I... They're really gonna take an 18-year-old girl on her word of... Don't take Caleb Williams. He's going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could.
The premonitions.
You've got enough intelligence to tell them off.
Oh, thanks, Queen.
And okay. That dog bite's going to scare them.
Ugh. Go fall in a hole. Round one.
No, like, seriously. You look like you could, like...
I could fight. Round one, pick four. J.J. McCarthy. Okay. Hot take. I don't see J.J. McCarthy going anywhere except for the Chargers. He's not going to be drafted. And then somewhere in the later rounds, because Jim Harbaugh feels some intense connection to him because they won the Natty together, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are going to draft J.J. McCarthy. And I genuinely believe that. And if it's not the Chargers, it'll be the Ravens, because Harbaugh's brother is on the Ravens, and he'll do it as a gesture of God knows what. And then it'll just all come crashing down because J.J. McCarthy isn't going to play well in the pros. Like, maybe he was a big shot in college, but the skills are not going to transfer. They're just not.
I absolutely agree. I feel like there's a lot of people like that. Like, I feel like, I don't know if you remember this, but Josh Rosen was the Cardinals QB for, like, a year and was terrible.
Yes.
But he was, like, really good in college. Like, really, really good in college.
J.J. McCarthy 2.0.
Same as Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was good in college. But, like, J.J. McCarthy, they think that, like, they're going to draft four QBs to start the draft. It's the first time that would ever happen.
Mm.
There's been years with four quarterbacks that should have went 1, 2, 3, 4 with how they played in the NFL.
Yeah.
But nobody would have ever guessed they would have been that good. Like, nobody would have ever guessed that Josh Allen is as good as he is.
I know.
He went to Wyoming. So, not as competitive. But, like, he had a great arm, so obviously, like, that's why the Bills took him. But, like, J.J. McCarthy, I don't really see him making a big impact at, like, Minnesota. And especially now that you have Aaron Jones as your running back,
yeah,
who is a primarily, like, a very good receiving, like, running back.
Yeah.
And having Justin Jefferson, like, you need to be able to throw the ball deep, and I don't think he can do that.
No, I
he
don't
can't do that
see...
like the other people in the draft.
I do not see like McCarthy transferring over. Like, I just can't. It's not going to happen. And I know it's a huge shift.
I think,
don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be able to pull it off, but I don't think he's going to be able to either.
And I think Minnesota, if they were to take somebody for a quarterback, which it could very well be possible that four quarterbacks are taken, it's not going to be McCarthy. It'll be Penix for Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he can actually throw well.
Okay, see, and this is where I disagree with the round. For reference, we're looking at CBS did a mock NFL draft, and that is what Cam and I are looking at right now because, granted, they do this for a living, they have a lot of research, they talk to coaches much more frequently than we do, so we're going off the experts. But CBS has round one, pick five, as Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Chargers. I don't see him going to the Chargers. I would see Minnesota taking Marvin Harrison Jr. because coming out of Ohio State, I think he really could be good in the NFL. I think he went to an institution that really fostered that, and Ohio State has created some incredible, incredible quarterbacks over the years. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is a wide receiver.
Yes.
Point is, OSU has created some incredible NFL players, and I think even though Minnesota already has some good wide receivers, I would see them taking Marvin Harrison Jr. and the Chargers taking J.J. McCarthy. I just can't get over CBS listing J.J. McCarthy as pick four. And I know that a lot of people think this
absolutely
way.
Absolutely agree. He won the national championship. Nothing's going to ever take that away. But he is not going to be the best in the NFL to be. And by the best, I mean he's not worth a top five, let alone top 10 pick.
No.
I don't even see him in the top 15, to be completely honest. He might not even be first round.
I see him like second round.
And guys, if you pay attention to like football at all, like the draft and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like Hendon Hooker for Tennessee last year, absolutely incredible quarterback. He was supposed to go like he was Heisman, like going to be on the track for that, like, or 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2 years ago. But yeah. Anyways, he was on the track to be Heisman winner, like all that, tore his ACL. So, just like the Florida State quarterback did.
Yeah.
But he got drafted, I believe, mid or late second round to the Lions. And he's like a backup right now because you got Goff in front of him. But he's going to be like Love once Goff's done. He's going to be really good. Like, he was really good at Texas. But, like, J.J. McCarthy doesn't have that talent.
No.
And that's why I think that J.J. McCarthy is not going to get drafted by the Chargers or anybody. And I think Marvin Harrison would go to the Chargers because they need, now that Keenan Allen left,
they do need a wide receiver.
Yes. And he would be a great pick.
I'm just so stuck on this.
And if they don't take Harrison Jr., which would be a stunner to me, they're taking Malik Nabers out of LSU.
Oh, for sure.
It's going to be, those two are going to go five or six, either way. Because then again, New York needs to build their wide receiving core,
mm-hmm.
too. I don't know who their quarterback is now.
New York?
Yeah.
I don't think I know either.
Because the Vikings right now, if they don't draft a quarterback, it's Sam Darnold.
Oh, that's not an ideal situation, for sure. The Packers are probably sitting here waiting, and they're like, this is the greatest thing that's happened. All of our Midwest competition.
Oh, Daniel Jones is still the quarterback for New York.
Really?
Yeah, and he's not good either, so he's going to need people.
That's crazy.
Have you ever seen the video of him running and getting that breakaway, and then he fell?
Yes!
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's literally was my last straw. I'm like, I'm not even giving you a chance. You're terrible.
That was actually crazy, though.
Okay, moving on, because we only have minimal amounts of time here. I absolutely agree that Tennessee is going to take Joe Alt. He is by far the best offensive tackle in the draft.
Yeah, and they could use it.
They need a lot more than that.
they need a few Joe Alts, actually. But rock on. I can't debate that fact. I do think that'd be great for Tennessee.
Yeah, Will Levis would love that.
Yeah.
That's what it says here, too. I agree. Pick eight? Ooh. Atlanta. Jared Verse was really good for Florida State.
Okay. Which is...
And he's the number one edge rusher. He's, like, gonna be... This is might sound... like not very smart, because I don't know if this is exactly if I'm talking correctly, but like he I feel like is gonna be like Nick Bosa. Yeah, like he is gonna be really good.
I'm not sure if
he was dominant on Florida's defense. Florida State's defense.
I know.
Danny's over here pondering something. I'm just waiting for it.
Pondering deeply. Deeply thinking. Nah, there's really nothing going on in my brain. Yeah, no.
Okay, so with that, we should move on to the Chicago Bears' second pick.
Okay, see, this is actually a good pick, though. I think Dallas Turner from Alabama getting drafted to the Bears makes sense. Like, they really could use a wide receiver. Granted, the Bears could use just about everything.
Dallas Turner's an edge rusher.
No, I know. But I'm saying instead of using their second pick as, and like, picking him and having him be the edge rusher, I'm saying they could also use that to fill in the wide receiver.
I agree. I think Dallas Turner's a really good pick. For the Bears, I'm kind of skeptical because what I would have done is and this is, I hope the Bears aren't listening because this is going to help them, but I would have taken Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers number one, and then you just side-eyed me so hard.
Because there's no quarterback. Yes. Who's going to be there? Are you saying, like, keep Fields and then...
No, because Fields is gone. So, now...
Take J.J. McCarthy.
By pick 9, McCarthy's going to be on the board, and Penix is going to be on the board, and you take Michael Penix at 9.
You think Penix will still be on the board?
Penix is going to be on the board till late 20s.
Wait, yeah, where is...
Penix is going to be drafted 24 to the Oakland Raiders.
I think Penix should be higher. I think he had a pretty incredible...
I think that he's going to be drafted. I think that the best thing for the Bears, which I hate saying it, but would be to go Marvin Harrison Jr. and then wait and then see what you have on the table for quarterbacks, because you never know who's going to drop. If Drake May drops, take him. And if not, you take Penix, because J.J. McCarthy's going to be just like Caleb Williams.
But that's what I'm saying, is that if J.J. can get a fourth or a fourth pick in round one, Penix should be so much higher, because he was in that natty too. And frankly, he had a really off day, but previously
Penix's
he was playing
offensive
really
line,
well.
Penix's offensive line was terrible.
That's also true. You could just run through them.
Yes.
Like, we could run through them.
Michigan ran through them like a knife or a hot knife through butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. So, that, okay, but yeah. Let's go on to Mr. Crinkle Fry here.
Yeah, Lome, that's a crazy fashion Adunze experience. That,
okay, like, he needs some tone. He bleached, but he did not tone.
He just needs... He looks... Yeah.
He needs to tone that hair, boy. Look at how orange it is, Danny. He needs the tone.
I mean,
bleach
maybe
and
he
tone.
Likes it that way.
Bleach and tone.
Bleach, no tone.
Okay,
I wouldn't know. I've never...
Yeah, he's going
hair.
To the Jets. That's a no-doubter. He's going to the Jets.
No-doubter?
Yeah. Alan Lazard, all them. Garrett Wilson and Rome Adunze with Aaron Rodgers. He needs to have some weapons. Because this is their year, as I like to call it, because it's called this on Madden. The win now year. So this is their last year that they have a chance to win with a franchise quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. So they got to pack up a lineup that's going to be incredible for Aaron to maybe win them a Super Bowl. Is it going to happen? No, but could they make it farther? Yes.
Is it going to happen?
No. Okay. Pick 11.
So silly goofy.
Quinyon Mitchell.
From Toledo? I don't think I've ever heard about this guy. I'm going to be so real about that.
The Toledo, there's something. Are they the Twisters? There's something. The Toledo something. Toledo...
I just genuinely, have you ever heard of this guy? Like, is it a me thing?
I don't think I have, and I don't think it's, like, I'm, like, not trying to be mean, but, like, I don't really pay attention to, like...
Canadian football.
What?
What?
Canadian football. What?
What?
Canadian football. Danny, what are you talking about? He went to Toledo.
I'm in Ohio, yeah. Okay.
Crazy. But, yeah. He can go to the Cardinals. We're
no,
moving
Toledo's
on.
Also in Ontario, Canada. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, but that's not the same Toledo we're talking about here.
Evidently. I've never heard of Toledo.
I don't think that there's very many Canadians that come to the NFL.
Well, that's why I was so confused, is because I was reading Toledo, and I was like, this is not making sense to me.
The fact that the first Toledo you thought of was the Canadian one is crazy.
I don't think so. The fact that the first one, I didn't know there was a Toledo in Iowa. Ohio!
Well, there's one in Iowa, so now I'm confused.
No, I'm honestly, I think I need a nap. Us women in sports, it's exhausting to be us.
Okay. It is exhausting, and it's unreal right now, this whole conversation. Okay. Okay, I don't really know. These guys... Okay, I'm moving on to pick 15 just because I want to find somebody I know the name of.
Yeah.
Cooper DeJean absolutely would be a good...
Definitely is going round one.
Yes, he's going round one. And honestly, I thought he would maybe drop to the Packers.
You think so?
Yes, and I think that the Packers would take him too.
I can't believe Penix Jr. is going pick 24. That feels low. Maybe the coaches are seeing something I'm not seeing, and they totally are, but I think he belongs higher than McCarthy.
Byron Murphy falling to 19 is crazy to me.
Yeah.
But with Aaron Donald retiring, he will be a great fit. That guy is, like, actually going to be just as good.
Oh, for sure. He was an absolute weapon for Texas.
Penix at 24 is crazy, and I do not think that the Packers will be taking Tyler Guyton either, even though David Bakhtiari is leaving the Packers. David Bakhtiari was never on the field.
I was going
to,
what? We're
paying him to sit and be injured.
What is the association?
We don't need an offensive tackle.
No.
Like, maybe we do, but, like, we could take them in later rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can pick them up out of the free agency. I don't think we're going to take him in the first round. As if we're not, like, we're not going to take him, at least, I don't think. If we're going to take somebody, we would trade up to get Joe Alt, which would not happen. But if anything, I thought we would take somebody like Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's going pick 29 to the Detroit Lions.
Kool-Aid is that is wild.
I'm naming my kid that. That is incredible. I should, like, name my kid Hydro Flask. Imagine, like, these kids with, like, crazy names.
Sonic Pink.
What?
Have you not seen the Lululemon color?
No.
The hot pink, they call it Sonic Pink. And the light pink, they call it Milkshake.
Crazy.
I know. Well, on that note, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for joining us for this post-spring break game days with the girls. I wish I had a funny April Fool's joke for you, but I don't. And it's a good thing, too, because we're a couple days post-April Fool's, but Mother Nature sent us the joke of snow. So, if you're anywhere in the Midwest and experiencing snow, please drive, walk, or commute safely.
Crazy.
Crazy. Thank you.
I'll see you in Texas.
Danny. Okay. And we're done for now. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye!
Looking for more from WSUM? If you're craving some cutting-edge music, our online stream, WSUM Freeflow, is the place to go. This internet-based platform delivers the best in hyperpop, rap, punk, hip-hop, and metal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is home to some of our most spontaneous programming. That's WSUM Freeflow, available via WSUM.org.